Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tyke. If you've walked along the lakefront by the Milwaukee Art Museum recently, you might have seen a new sculpture and done a double take. The piece features a compact car, a really compact car, as it's smashed up and wrapped around a pole. The installation is part of an exhibit opening today at the museum called Currents 36, Dirk Schraber. The exhibit features 9 paintings by the German-born Schraber, each featuring an image that is both aesthetically beautiful and also catastrophic, from an overturned and burned-out camper to foreboding images of a scuba diver holding a weapon. It also features the American Museum debut of his 2012 video, Turgidity, which depicts the destruction of a car in slow motion. Schraber and exhibit curator Margaret Andera joined us in the studio to share more of the story. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Hello.
Margaret Andera, as the curator of this exhibit, what first drew you to Dirk Schraber's work?
Well, at the museum, we had been interested in Dirk's work for a while. We had followed his paintings, and then when he started doing the sculptures, and actually a local collector suggested that we visit his studio when we were in New York. And we went there, and Dirk showed us around, and we saw some of the paintings he was working on, and we were more and more interested as we spent time there. And then we actually got a sneak preview of his first work in video. It was on his laptop, and it was taking this concept of the car crash into a new media for him, video. And it was right then and there in the studio, I think, where we sort of looked at each other, Brady Roberts, the chief curator, and I, and said, we should really do a show of this guy's work. And that was, I think, where it all started.
Well, and could I ask you this question? You know, I'm curious about both the physical installation of the car crash and the video, Turgidity, which is part of the exhibition. As a painter, you have the ultimate control over how to present things, the material. But with the actual car and the videography, are you at the mercy of how entropy works? Do you feel as an artist, are you yielding some control to the physicality of this?
For the video, the interesting thing is when it presents in such kind of slow motion. Well, in painting, there's always this moment when you go on with your painting. The same time you develop something new, you lost another painting. So the process of painting sometimes is once the painting is finished, you have lost hundreds of paintings this painting was in before. In the video, this process is not happening because, A, it's a slow motion, so you can see exactly what is happening in a very slow movement. And on the other hand, well, it loops and it goes backwards. So sometimes it feels to me there is nothing lost. And it's one of the different approaches.
Well, and what about with the physical car, the sculpture of the car wrapped around this pole? Is it similar to painting? Do you have to know when to stop, essentially?
The question doesn't come up because it's a planned destruction of a car in a facility where they used to do this in different ways. They do this every day, and you can't stop the process. So the car will be smashed around the pole, and that's what's going to happen. And then after, you could repeat it if it went wrong or so. I'm not trapped in this position that I have to say, stop here.
Do you think, and maybe this is off base, but is there something to choosing the kind of car, the process by which it's being smashed?
Yeah, basically, I was thinking about the concept that I should take a new car from the band, from the belt, which was never on the road. And so I was looking at the car just as material for a sculpture. But then, well, I had a hard time to fund this concept, so I was going for the newest cars I could get. But if you do this to cars, convertible cars are looking better somehow. They come out better when they are wrapped around a pole.
Does it expose what's inside?
Yeah, then? Exactly.
Margaret Andera, what do you think people viewing this exhibit might get from the cumulative effect of seeing all of these works together rather than, say, the single sculpture or just the video installation or an individual painting?
I think the purpose of an exhibition like this, where it shows a span of work from an artist's career, I think if you would just encounter, for instance, the sculpture, you would really be stuck with that iconography. And somebody might walk away from that sculpture thinking that's what this artist does. When you then go into the museum and see that, yes, he does paintings of car crashes too, but it has a very different feeling to it, the paintings do. And then when you see the video, I think what people will come away with is thinking that this is an artist who has taken an idea or a subject matter and taken it to places that someone like me, a non-artist, would never have imagined. And then when you see the other paintings, you know, Dirk's work is in a lot of ways, even the video and to an extent the sculpture, his work is very much about painting.
As the curator, when you see these paintings like this railroad car or the scuba diver or even something like the overturned shell of this camper, do you concoct a story in your mind?
Oh, sure. Everybody does. You can't help that. But I think one of the things that is so interesting for me in Dirk's work is the ambiguity and how you come back to the ambiguity, but you get sucked into the paintings, you get sucked into the video, and you get sucked into the sculpture. And there comes a point where the ambiguity, the subject matter doesn't even matter anymore because you're looking at shapes, you're looking at brush strokes in the painting. And in the video, there's a moment where the screen, even though you've just watched a car crash into a pole, it looks like it's this calm underwater deep sea beautiful moment, and it's very relaxing in you. So I think an artist who can leave it up to the viewer to make their own conclusions, of course that's what happens with every piece of artwork, but a lot of artists aren't necessarily comfortable with that. And I think in Dirk's work, he's not only comfortable with it, but he confronts you with that, which I think sets him apart from a lot of artists.
Do you resist the urge to walk up to someone and say, "Well, that wasn't that was completely not what I intended"?
Oh no, like Woody Allen does when he is waiting in line in front of
and Marshall
cinema.
McLuhan steps in.
No, I'm happy when somebody's drifting into it and has some connection, and that makes me totally happy.
As the curator, do you lurk and listen to what people are saying?
I do. I like to hear what everybody brings to a painting. Oftentimes I am standing there thinking, oh, I never would have thought of that. Yes, perhaps that is what that is referring to. I'll have to ask him next time I see him. But it's just interesting to hear how people can – you can be standing in front of the very same object and have such differing opinions about it. Or I think this is about one thing and somebody else thinks something completely different. And as Dirk said, he's right. I mean, when they're talking about it, it means they're engaged. And that's – as a museum presenting artwork, that's all we can ask for.
I remember scene when somebody was seeing a similar outdoor sculpture of this car, and I've heard that this person was somehow getting very emotional because there was an accident in the personal history, and I felt very kind of bad about it because it's absolutely not my intention. And then I thought, I probably should be somehow a little bit more careful because for me it's all so abstract and just material, and I think in different ways about, of course I know it's a car, but then at some point it is not really a car anymore. It's just this object where I am around for so many years, and after just painting the first painting, it's not what it is for somebody who sees that the first time, because I'm around this terms every day, day after day, year after year. So it becomes something different.
It's interesting because there are, I think, schools that go out and bring wrecked cars from, I think, typically drunk driving accidents.
Yeah.
and place them on the lawn in front of schools as a message about drunk driving. But this is clearly not as dogmatic as that.
No, not at all. In the beginning, when I dealt with the real cars, my thinking was more about heroine figures which I was describing the immortal more. It's more a fun aspect.
The video, Turgidity, that accompanies this, it is 30 minutes long. And it captures really a crash that takes place in an instant. Do you imagine that the people who spend time with this exhibition will watch the full 30 minutes?
Well, I thought about that, and I don't expect people to watch a full 30 minutes. I did it, but one of my favorite ideas is that some people might, in this dark room and with all this audio work and with a deep bass that and the slow motion and the option that they just drift away, and with some of these images that look like you're out in space and the size of the canvas, that they probably fall asleep or they fell into a trance-like state of mind and then wake up and they're in a different part of the video. And then so that's the way I imagine it.
It's interesting you mentioned that to you it seems like outer space, because the one excerpt from the film that I have seen reminded me in some strange way of the opening to Star Trek, when the stars are flying at
yeah.
you, and it really does feel like you are the one moving.
Yeah, it looks like that. It can. I think it's because of the slow speed and all this shiny little elements that coming towards you or drifting away from you when it goes backwards. And I heard people saying it looks like the Big Bang or so. And it's a breathing moment to me. It's a pulsing. Like it goes slowly back and forth and back and forth. So it gets destroyed and resembles together again. And I think it takes away from the destruction moment.
Do you – there are more references to your work on automotive websites than many artists probably get. Do you bristle at all as – being known as the artist who crashes cars?
Yeah, this is something I not really appreciate, but there's no way that it doesn't go like that. But I remember back in the years when I painted the railroad cars, this was one reason I stopped doing it, because I was ending up at the railroad car painter, and that's totally ridiculous.
Dirk Schraber and Margaret Andera, thank you both so much for sharing some of the story of this exhibit with us and for sharing some of the story of your work.
Sure, thank you.
You're welcome.
An exhibit of artist Dirk Schraber's work goes on display at the Milwaukee Art Museum today and runs through the beginning of March. Margaret Andera is the curator of the exhibit called Currents 36, Dirk Schraber. Today is also the museum's monthly target-free first Thursday with free admission all day. Schraber, Andera, and curator Brady Roberts will talk about the work this evening at the museum as well. You can see images from the exhibit at wuwm.com/lakeeffect. That's Thursday's edition of the program. I'm Mitch Teich. It's so great to have you listening today, as it is every day at this time. We're here every weekday morning at 10 and Saturday and Sunday afternoons at 3 for Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio. We're NPR in Milwaukee. Stay tuned. It's 11 o'clock and Fresh Air is next.